region in Indonesia must have special foods that characterize the area. So Mas Manggarai, it has a variety of culinary heritage. One of the most popular souvenirs from Manggarai Flores is kompiang cake. Kompiang cake is also known as kompiang longa. This typical cake of Flores looks like round or oval and has a brownish color topped with sesame seeds. The word longa in the Manggarai Flores language means sesame. That is why this cake is called kompiang longa. Listeners, kompiang, which is an adaptation of mainland China, was initially only served at family events. But now this cake has become more famous and has become Flores' typical souvenir. Kompiang is appropriate to enjoy for breakfast and a cup of hot coffee. You can easily find it in traditional markets, Flores' typical souvenir centers, and even in roadside coffee shops. Kompiang is almost the same size as a tennis ball. Kompiang can last for 3 days at room temperature and even 1 week when it is stored in the refrigerator. For each portion, kompiang costs 1,000 rupiah.
Voice of Indonesia. Thank you.
The flow of the Opak River and the rock on the edge of the river, this tourist spot is very popular. The place is named Watu Kapal Tourism Park. Watu means rock and kapal means boat or ship. It is so named because among the rocks there is one which is shaped like a boat. At Watu Kapal Tourism Park, visitors can do fun activities such as river tubing and cliff jumping from a height. To do this, of course, you must be able to swim and have guts. The distinctive cliff shaped, greenish, clear and clean river water with natural plants on the cliff make the color combination very fitting and very beautiful. Besides that, the air is very cool.
The shady trees become one unit of refreshing natural scenery. It feels incomplete if we visit this place without capturing the beautiful times there. Many promising photo spots that can be used for group photos and selfies. The location of the Watu Kapal Tourism Spot is in Klenggotan Hamlet, Tremulyo Village, Piyungan District, Bantul Regency. It is approximately 13 kilometers from the center of Jogja City towards Wonosari and takes about 25 minutes to travel. Because this place is still relatively a new tourist spot, the manager has not yet charged visitors for entrance tickets. So, if you are in Yogyakarta, take the time to visit Batu Kapal Tourism Park that offers cliffs, natural, distinctive architecture made directly by nature and for humans to enjoy. Therefore, when visiting this place, make sure to keep the environment clean and not littering.
At RA Digital with New Look, various collaborative content from various national programs, including live visual broadcasts, live radio broadcasts, music playlists, podcasts, video news, and various user interaction features in the game. Various interesting content such as live, comments and share, as well as live chat with broadcasters and users. Direct messaging and private chat facilities between app users are also available. RRE Digital, available on Google Store and App Store. RRE Digital.
Jantungku, kau adalah
Yogyakarta, apart from being famous for its student city, is also famous for its culinary paradise. For you as foreign tourists, if you plan to spend your holidays in Jogja to enjoy natural beauty in various tourist objects, you must also try this popular culinary, namely Sate Klatak. As one of the unique culinary delights from Yogyakarta, Sate Klatak is a lamb satay dish originating from Pleret sub-district in Bantul Regency, Yogyakarta. This satay is quite different from other satays because the main seasoning is only salt and pepper, while other satays use soy sauce or peanut sauce as the main seasoning. Because the main seasoning of this satay uses more salt, some people call it satay uyah, which means salt satay. The satay sticks are not made of bamboo, but from iron bars. The skewers from these iron bars serve as a heating conductor that will make the meat quite cooked inside. Sate klatak is usually served with curry. Although the main seasoning of this sate klatak only uses salt, it can create a savory taste and the lamb is very tender. At the time of serving, one serving of sate klatak contains two skewers. You can add it with curry sauce, which adds to the deliciousness of this sate. For one serving of sate klatak, complete with curry soup, a plate of white rice, and also a glass of hot fresh tea, you only need to pay 20,000 rupiah. It is quite affordable, right?
You might be familiar with this sound when your kids are online. But you might miss some other sounds. Your child might stumble upon harmful content, bullies and predators when they are online. Pay attention to the sounds. It's not too late.
Mom, what's this?
Find more ways to protect children online from your local children protection agency or visit unicef.org.
Ada manusia yang terlahir sempurna. Jangan kau sesali segala yang telah terjadi. Kita pasti pernah dapatkan cobaan yang berat. Seakan hidup ini tak ada artinya lagi. Syukuri apa yang ada, hidup adalah anugerah. Tetap jalani hidup ini, melakukan yang terbaik. Sesali segala yang telah terjadi. Syukuri apa yang ada, hidup adalah anugerah. Tetap jalani hidup ini, melakukan yang terbaik. Tuhan pastikan menunjukkan
In today's edition, we will invite you to visit Banten, namely Pandeglang. Actually, this region is not far from Jakarta. The province was part of West Java province, but it has been expanded since 2000 based on the new law number 23/2000. Its central government is in Serang. The region has traditions which are still preserved by people and supported by Banten Tourism Office. One of the traditions which is still preserved by Pandeglang people is Rampak Beduk. Almost in all mosques, beduk is found and used by local people as media to remind obligatory prayers time. The word of Rampak means Serempak, or in English means simultaneous. So, Rampak Beduk is beduk art by using waditra, namely many beduk and beaten simultaneously, and it produces beautiful typical rhythm. Rampak Beduk only exists in Banten as characteristic of Banten's culture. Rampak Beduk is development of beduk art or ngadulak. Ngabeduk can be played by someone professional.
Jauh sebelum ada berdirinya kesultanan, itu Banten.
Long before the establishment of Banten Sultanate, there was Sundanese kingdom, which was not different from its tradition and language with West Java. When the Sultanate entered to Banten region, there was cultural assimilation between Javanese and Sundanese cultures. Thus, Banten has many sources which can be found from local traditions. It can be seen from its art and its north beach. Take for example, many arts are in Islamic nuance. South Banten has more tradition related to religious rituals, especially to commemorate or just express gratitude to the god on its abundant harvest. Rampak Beduk was performed for the first time in 1950s. At the time, in Pandeglang district, competition was held among hamlets. Then, in 1960 to 1970, Haji Ilan created creative dance in Rampak Beduk, which has developed today. Then, Rampak Beduk is again developed by Burhatta, Juju, and Rahmat. Therefore, Haji Ilan and his friends are the figures of Rampak Beduk art. From those artists, Rampak Beduk art spread to other regions. Until the end of 2002, there were many Rampak Beduk groups. For the first time, Rampak Beduk was to welcome the holy months of Ramadan and Idul Fitri. It performs is like Ngabeduk or Ngadulat.
Awalnya Ngadubeduk ini memperlihatkan kejantanan sebuah kampung gitu ya.
At the beginning, to compete, Beduk was to show masculinity of a hamlet where young men or residents of the hamlet had power. More Beduks, which are owned, showed that the hamlet had a man who was stronger. When Idul Fitri or when Ramadan came, there was tradition where resistant conducted Beduk Nganjor.
Tentu beduknya tidak sebesar yang beduk di Tabuk.
Nganjor was to move. Certainly, its beduk was not as big as beduk which was beaten when there was a competition. Because then, Nganjor was mobile and its beduk were smaller to carry around alleyway. Those people who carried it shouted one another and then they met in one place to play together. Beduk itself is one of percussion instruments. Interestingly, the typical beduk of Banten is not made from wood like other beduk in Indonesia. Beduk from Banten is made from coconut trunk, which is perforated on the middle. Then, one side is covered by using cow leather and tied with discarding made from guava tree. Tampak beduk is genial art and can attract the audiences, so that rampak beduk is worth selling, similar with other commercial musical art. Although the originators and players are based on religious motivation, rampak beduk artists and creators view it as valuable work of art.
Bagi masyarakat Pandeglang, beduk adalah sebuah tradisi.
According to the people in Pandeglang, beduk is tradition which become power and symbol of masculinity. Then, it develops as other tradition and it follows the changing times, which originally come from music only. When there is requirement for performance, technical elements of the performance are combined with the art. There are choreography, fashion arrangements, stage arrangements, and many others. Now, people call it as rampak beduk. Actually, it is not only music, but also dance, fine art, theater in it. Religious, economic, and creative values make Banten people be able to preserve rampak beduk. The functions of the values make rampak beduk survive from the influence of foreign culture, which is loved by young generation. Rampak beduk is not only an art for Banten people, but also a tradition.
Sebuah tradisi itu akan bertahan jika masyarakat.
The tradition will survive if people need it. It is possible if young people want to preserve it without surviving it. And Karang Tanjung belonging to Kembang Tanjung Studio proves that they do not only talk but also do it. What the elder did with various creations and package still survive, and this is loved by young people. Creative art will develop rapidly. Rampak beduk is getting richer and richer with creativity without eliminating values which have been determined in the art. Diversity and togetherness exist clearly in rampak beduk. Well, listener, that was a glimpse of traditional instrument from Banten featuring rampak beduk. Thank you for listening and sampai jumpa.
dan hari-hari indah bersamamu Kamelia. Bangkitkan kembali rinduku mengajakku ke sana. Ingin ku berlari mengejar seribu bayangmu Kamelia. Tak pedulikan ku terjang, biarpun harus ku tembus padang hilalang. Tak perlu kau berlari mengejar mimpi yang tak pasti. Hari ini juga mimpi, maka biarkan ia datang di hatimu, di hatimu.
Is a mystery, just like this song from Ari Lasso, Misteri Ilahi, because who knows what will happen and what will not happen in the future, and it's all Misteri Ilahi from Ari Lasso.
Oleh amarah saat Hello and welcome to the news on Voice of Indonesia. These are the top stories. Indonesian Consultation Court confirms finality of regional election dispute outcomes. Indonesian Railway Company opens ticket sales for 8/2025 travel. I'm Ray and this is the news in details. The Indonesian Constitutional Court has confirmed that the outcomes of regional election disputes are final and impartial. Andi Ramdoni has more on this.
The Indonesian Constitutional Court has emphasized that its decision on regional election disputes are final and impartial. Head of Public Relations and Protocol Bureau of the Indonesia Constitutional Court, Pan Muhammad Faiz, explained that the court's rulings are binding under the law. He assured that all cases are examined fairly and without bias. During an interview with RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta on Monday, he highlighted key measures to ensure impartiality, including transparency, open hearings, dividing judges to avoid conflicts of interest, and the role of the Honorary Counsel in overseeing the process.
So the entire election dispute resolution process is continuously monitored by the Honorary Counsel. This body has a function to investigate any reports or allegation of judicial bias to ensure that all judges remain impartial. So with this mechanism in place, the court ensured the public that regional election disputes are handled fairly and without bias.
Meanwhile, the chairman of the Association of Constitutional and Administrative Law Lecturers in Indonesia, Himawan S. Tubagio, hopes that the Indonesian government can implement different systems for regional head elections in each area. He explained that with a high electoral rate, Indonesia is one of the countries with a high level of complexity in organizing regional elections.
I think we should spirited system according to the situation of local government. The culture, the budgeting for the election, and the situation of population of local footer, I think it is better. We have three things that we can combine the system of election in local government, I think.
The Indonesian Constitutional Court has registered more than 300 cases of regional head election results disputes for 2024, following the review of over 300 applications. Some were submitted online, while others were filed directly at the court's Jakarta office. Andi Ramdoni reporting.
The next news. The Indonesian Railway Company, or KAI, has officially opened ticket sales for regular long-distance trains for the 2025 Eid holiday. Tickets are now available for booking up to 45 days before departure, starting Sunday, February 16, 2025. Tickets for return journey one-day Eid can also be purchased. According to the public relations manager of KAI's Operational Area 8 Surabaya, Lukman Arif, over 60,000 tickets have already been sold for departures from Surabaya. The most popular dates for travel are March 27th and 28th. Passengers are urged to book tickets via the official access or other authorized sales channels to avoid fraud and protect personal data. The next news. The 5th Multilateral Naval Exercise Komodo, or MNEC 2025, is happening in Bali from February 15th to 22nd and is expected to boost the local craft industry. Here's Dora Parmede with the details.
The 5th Multilateral Naval Exercise Komodo 2025